We're aboard the Sloop Clearwater, accompanying students from the Fox Lane Middle School on their voyage of learning. We've learned about the boat, raised its giant sail, and listened in to several of the learning stations. To learn more about anything you hear on this program, visit us at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Coming up on the Hudson River, the Eco Calendar, a soundscape of the river, and more. Next, we rejoin the Clearwater Sail for a tour of the crew's quarters and an interview with one of the ship's two women captains.
Donna, the student's teacher, once volunteered on the Clearwater herself.
I first heard about the Clearwater as a teacher. Later on, I volunteered as a volunteer during the summer months, and it was a wonderful experience for me. I did things I never thought I could do. I had to work hard, and I enjoyed every minute of it. A normal day on the Clearwater is a very exhausting day. It starts at 6:45 in the morning, and you do a lot of physical work, and then of course you're entertaining 50 guests. When you dropped into bed at night, you didn't care whether it was noisy or whatever, you slept well. It's a very good feeling.
The kids were very curious about what it's like to work on the ship. A bunch of them told me later that they'd like to come back and volunteer someday.
So this is where everyone sleeps, and it's where we come together and we have our meals. We have to wake up at 6:45 every morning.
Why? Do you have alarms pop?
No, actually one crew member comes down and they have a very special way of waking up everyone.
How?
With a song or a passage from something.
Cindy Pulsbar is the ship's third mate. She heard about the Clearwater when she was teaching in the Netherlands.
We also train interns, like high school students or junior highs. We have international students from all over the world. They can come and volunteer for 1 week, 2 weeks. We offer them complete programs or like me, 6 months. The way we live here is very close. It's like a second family. You spend days and nights and long days, especially long days with each other. And you learn about their habits. It's very cozy. If somebody has a nightmare, everybody can share. If somebody has a pleasant dream, everybody can share.
Before he joined the crew of the Clearwater, Justin Reservados worked for a software company, but he traded in his suit and tie to be the ship's bosun.
Well, bosun is short for boatswain, which means boat's husband. And basically what it is it's someone who takes care of the wood and the rigging on a sailboat. I was on Clearwater for a month as an apprentice. But I really don't have much of a background in carpentry, but the first mate and the second mate and the captains on this boat are really helpful, and they're really interested in teaching you and giving you the skills that you need to do your job, even if you didn't have them all when you started on the job. As for the education portion of the sail, the educators train you in everything. Things that a lot of people don't know too much about, they're very specific to the river, but they have a really good education staff here that are willing to teach you the whole thing, and they do it every week when we get new volunteers. It's important to clean up and to protect the Hudson River because it's a place where a lot of people live and a lot of animals live. A lot of times in the world we just think about ourselves as people and we don't think about all the other things living in this world and how our actions affect them. For me personally, it was important to clean up the river because I grew up in New York City and I've seen this river my whole life and always wished that it was more accessible to people and that people could spend more time sailing on it, boating on it, swimming in it. But the idea of swimming in this river around New York City is disgusting. It has been for a long time, and I wish it wasn't like that.
The Clearwater has a long history of having female captains. I talked to Samantha Heyman about her experiences as one of the captains of the ship.
Clearwater here, this organization, has been, you know, was one of the first organizations to have women be captains. So this is a very common starting point for a lot of women in kind of the higher up echelons of the boat business. One of the reasons I like Clearwater in particular is the demographic that it serves. We are able to get such a diverse range of communities and kids. You know, it's not $10,000 a semester. It's very doable within the range of many different kinds of schools, and I really like that.
The river becomes part of you. It's very strange. I never expected that to actually happen, but it did. You see the changes. You see the changes in the valley. I remember the first time we caught a sturgeon. That was hilarious. That was great. Like, we have a sturgeon. And the area is beautiful. And the differences in weather, the seasons, everything has its own charms. Even a storm.
Clear! Water!
Hudson!
River!
We have a couple of traditions on the boat, and one of my favorites is what we're about to do. Because I'm about to ring the ship's bell. And when I do that, we ask if everyone cannot talk. And what some people like to do is just like imagine what it would have been like if you were on a Hudson River sloop in the 1700s. So I'm going to ring the ship's bell, and I'll invite you guys to join us in that minute of not talking, okay?
And the crew is already on board. Everyone is working steady to get the equipment stored. It's time to leave the harbor to the river and we'll see. To discover and explore, why don't you come with me? All on board,
Cindy smiles while she sings. You can tell she loves her job. A gust of wind picks up the sails and we coast downriver.
The river's waiting for us, we've got a lot to learn. Hope to know much more on our return.
From the Almanac, July 18th, 2000. Alpine, New Jersey, Hudson River Mile 18. As last light was fading, the tide was flooding up past the dock at Alpine. A black-crowned night heron was feeding on a decaying piling that was barely still above the waterline. The heron did not seem troubled by the presence of the Hudson River sloop Clearwater's crew. We watched in wonder from not more than 10 feet away as its body tensed, then released with a lunge of its head and bill at the roiling schools of Silverside. What an impressive quantity of fish this bird consumed. With its head plume bobbing like the feather in an archer's cap, the heron would strike every minute or so, and the marksman rarely missed. This observation was contributed by Sean Madden. I'm Sean Anderson.
The Hudson River Almanac is an annual natural history journal compiled from the contributions of over 1,700 volunteers. Links on how to contribute materials or obtain copies are at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu.
Time for the Hudson River Eco Calendar. I'm Jen Logan. Located near Red Hook in Dutchess County, Poets Walk Romantic Landscape Park offers breathtaking views of the Hudson River, Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, and the Catskill Mountains. On July 26th, you can also take in a poetry reading among the rolling hills and quiet woodlands. Sponsored by Scenic Hudson and Heliotrope, this poetry reading will take place at 5 p.m. You can call 845-473-4440 for more details or email abicking@scenichudson.org. A river of experience is what you'll discover at the Hudson River Regional Festival, featuring over 200 years of art, history, and music. Explore the past and present by taking part in a Dutch trading post, watching artisans working in local communities, and traveling along the river to see the views that inspired Thomas Cole and Frederick Church of the Hudson River School of Painting. You can also take in jazz and classical concerts at one of the riverfront communities, visit galleries and art exhibits, or take a leisurely walking tour. For a complete schedule of events, call 1-800-724-1846 or visit www.columbiacountyny.org. The 4th Annual Hudson Valley River Ramble, scheduled for the weekends of September 20th and 21st and September 27th and 28th, will feature 125 guided walking, hiking, kayaking, canoeing, and equestrian events, as well as explorations of the Hudson River estuary by boat and on foot. Sponsored by the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area and the Hudson River Valley Greenway, the ramble takes place throughout 10 counties from just north of New York City to the Capital District. For a complete ramble program guide, call 800-453-6665 or visit www.hudsonvalleyramble.com. But if you feel like actually getting out on the river, the Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve is sponsoring a series of canoe trips to some of the river's biggest marshes in New York State. These include Stockport Flats, a mosaic of islands and coves in Columbia County, Iona Island, nestled at the base of Bear Mountain in Rockland County, Tivoli Bay, and extensive marshes in Dutchess County. Trips include paddles devoted to learning about fish or history, and even an evening paddle. Trips are free and open to the public, though reservations are required. And you needn't have your own boat, as canoes, paddles, and safety gear are all provided. For more information, call the Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve at 845-758-7016. That's 845-758-7016.
Next week, we speak with Tao Rodriguez Seeger, grandson and frequent musical partner of the folk singer and activist Pete Seeger. The elder Seeger spearheaded the creation of Sloop Clearwater, and Tao tells us about his long association with that boat and shares some of his favorite songs about the river. And we listen to a theatrical piece about the Hudson River performed by Arm of the Sea. All this and more on the Hudson River. For this week's Hudson River Soundscape, we hear an outtake that never made it onto Anaya Lockwood's recording, A Sound Map of the Hudson. She takes us to Twombly Landing at the foot of the Palisades near Alpine, New Jersey. The Hudson River Radio program is produced in association with Vassar College, its Environmental Studies program, and its Journalism Forum. Our student assistant producers are digital editor Sean Anderson and researcher and editor Batsheva Ghez. Vassar College professor Randy Cornelius is the project director. I'm your host, Mark Breslov, producer and project manager. This project has been funded in part by a grant from the New York State Environmental Protection Fund through the Hudson River Estuary Program. Special thanks to Fran Dunwell and Steve Stan of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Additional support for this program comes from Vassar College, with thanks to Susan Kuiper. Thanks also to Steve Rath. To listen to this program again or for more information, visit www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Email us at hudsonriver@vassar.edu.
Hey, look a yonder, hey, look a yonder, what's that I see coming this way? It's the clear water, it's the clear water, with a sail fluttering so gay. So go and get your homemade pies and cakes, bring the whole family down to the bank. It's the clear water, it's the clear water, we're gonna have a real shebang. Say we gonna have some picking and singing. Some people will tell us what they think about cleaning our river and making it healthy. Hurry, bruh, go get grand. Hey, look yonder, hey, look yonder, what's that I see coming this way? It's the clear water, it's the clear water, with the sails fluttering so gay. Some sang for it, others gave to it, till 180,000 was the sum. It's the clear water, it's the clear water, people just look, what do we have done? Hey, look yonder, hey, look yonder, what's that I see coming this way? It's the clear water, it's the clear water, with a sail fluttering so gay. Young and old together, we gonna sail it, black and white, we gonna have a lot of fun. It's the clear water, it's the clear water, we gonna sail it till the job is done. Hey, look yonder, hey, look yonder, what's that I see coming this way? It's the clear water,
It's the clear water with a sail fluttering so gay.